And the miracle is, it's already working out at this very moment. It's already as it should be at this moment. You have already arrived at the place of sacredness at this moment. It's easier to see it here, to sense that here. More difficult to feel that this moment is sacred when you find yourself at Piccadilly Circus or Times Square. And you need to be an enlightened being, perhaps, which simply means very present, to see the sacredness in the flashing Coca-Cola sign at Piccadilly Circus. And you need to be a Buddha to see the sacredness in a prison camp. And if one says the prison camp also has the dimension of the sacred, if one says that prematurely, this will be misunderstood and really will not make sense unless you know within yourself that that which is beyond form, formless life, is indestructible. And some people who were in prison camps realized it for themselves. So we are here to find that dimension that is deeper than thought within ourselves, that has nothing to do with time. And so people ask sometimes, how do I still my mind? I want to find the stillness. And then, yes, there are some good meditation methods. And eventually, that also has to be left behind. Otherwise, it comes in between who you are. You put a method there to find yourself. That is a space between you and yourself. And every method eventually needs to be left behind. You don't need it. It's the last thing you leave behind. And this particular teaching works without methods. But if you have a method, it's beautiful, and you use it until you don't need it anymore. Every thought in your mind, when you're not aware of it as a thought, has a sense of self in it, a sense of I am. You identify with the movement of thought. And that is the essence of unconscious living. And that is why people continuously live for the future. The thought form of future, where they are hoping to complete their insufficient sense of self. The happy ending of my story.